It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at mscnews.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
You do it.
Welcome to the Nolan's Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon here on Care Radio. Happy to have you along with us as Benedictine at home today playing host to Clark University out of Dubuque, Iowa. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. And for Gus Counts, Tom Counts with you as the two teams exit the floor, head over to their respective benches, and we are just moments away from the tip-off to begin the ladies' game, first of two. Don't forget, guys' game coming up about 2 o'clock, so stick around with us for that one. Great day of college hoops here in Atchison, Kansas. Clark comes into the ballgame today. You know, to call them a really good team would be understatement. Clark comes in, the defending national champions, and they are fantastic and undefeated in this 2023-24 basketball season. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick anthem break. We'll be back. Bring you starters. Bring you the tip. It's Raven Roundball here on Care Radio.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirit. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
All right, welcome back to the Nolan. As the public address announcer here this afternoon prepares to introduce the starters to a really nice crowd, which is assembled here in the gym this afternoon. They continue to file in as the lunch hour is ended and an opportunity for them presents itself to come in. Here we go with the starters. First of all, for our visitors this afternoon from Clark. Clark's going to be starting Izzy Peterson. Izzy's a 5'5" senior from Oregon, Wisconsin. Also, you've got to find Nicole McDermott, a 5'7" senior from Cascade, Iowa, out of Freedom, Wisconsin, at 6'1". The post, the senior, Taylor Hasse, Columbia, Missouri native, 5'3" senior, Macy Kruchta. And running up the starting five will be Myra Mershman. Mershman is a 5'11" junior from Donelson, Iowa. Head coach Adam Hopkins, in his first season as head coach, has been a long time assistant on the program and certainly knows his way around this Pride organization. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom in his 22nd year, Lady Ravens are going to be starting 5'6" junior Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard. Allie Kramer from Nemaha Central in Seneca. She's a senior at 5'7". Jennifer Jacobs is a 6'1" junior from Wichita. She's out of Cape in Mount Carmel. Aaliyah Raines from Jeff West, a Maryland native, 5'8" senior. And the starter, final starter for Benedictine, Riley Roddinghouse at 6'3", a junior from Seneca, Kansas. Yeah, there is on this Benedictine team a strong Big 7 league flavor. And we're about ready to get underway with this one here today. Again, BC coming into the ballgame this afternoon, a 2-3 on the season, but an impressive conference opener down in Baldwin City the other night as they defeated Baker and go to 1-0 in the conference. For Clark University, well, a brilliant start. They are 4-0 and 2-0 in the conference. The Pride, despite being the defending national champions, come in ranked number 4 in the nation today. The ball goes up the tip of the way, and it'll be controlled down by Clark. We're underway. Pride drive it down the right side. Rotate it back off on top. Benedictine going to start off as they typically do with their player defense. For the back to the rim, looking into the middle now, it's going to be Mershman. She'll dump it over to the right side. Shot clock at 14. Plenty time. Long cross court pass to the left edge. Kuchta back off on top. And we get a call of travel. In her haste to drive into the middle, Izzy Peterson didn't get the ball on the boards quite quickly enough, and Benedictine is going to bring it back the other way. We're scoreless here in the opening moments of the game. Walking up with it is going to be Allie Kramer. Allie took a really hard spill beneath the West goal down at Baker the other night, but looks like she is fine and well and out there starting to play for Benedictine here this afternoon. Ravens with the ball up top side, single digits on the shot clock now. Driving down the left side, Kramer jumps it over. The lamp is going to be up and missed underneath by Roddinghouse. Ravens are going to steal it back. Jacobs will follow up and miss it, but she gets fouled. Jennifer Jacobs had an absolutely outstanding game for Benedictine in Baldwin City. Led the team in scoring, And she's going to come to the free throw line here with an opportunity at the first point of the game. For Clark, it is Taylor Hossie who picks up her first foul of the first free throw. No good by Jennifer Jacobs. We're still looking for our first point in the game. With that one? Okay. Second free throw is up and good. So Jennifer Jacobs hits the second free throw, and Benedictine is on the board. We're a minute into the contest. 1-0 Lady Ravens. It'll skip pass, coming to the right, backing in, off the block, shot goes up, hits the bottom of the rim, and we're going to get a foul called on Roddinghouse for BC. So the tempo of the game is just at a snail's pace in the first 1:06. We've already had a couple of fouls called. We've had some free throw shots taken. Certainly no flow to this game so far as the free throw is up and in. And the game is tied now at 1. One more shot coming up for Taylor. Eyes it, shoots it, and rims out no good. It is a 1-1 game. Benedictine and Clark here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. Lady Ravens with the basketball, working around to the left side, feed it over to the left side of the lane, back and in, twisting, left-hand shot goes up, won't go for Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, very willing to shoot the ball today after a good outing her last time out. Pass is going to go to the left side, the dish on top, the three-point shot way off the side, and Kennedy Nicholson going for the rebound, just falls to the floor, maybe twists an ankle, she comes up with a sheepish grin, and I don't know if she stumbled or tripped or misjudged the ball or whatever, but initial concerns that she's okay seem to be unfounded, and it will be Clark basketball. The feed off the block, the shot off the window is going to be up and good, and Clark advances to a 3-1 lead with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Back up with the book, Benedictine, Lady Ravens, Allie Kramer into the forecourt. You got a pair of former Nemaha Central Thunder players out on the floor right now with Roddinghouse and Kramer, old high school teammates. And here's a three for BC. No good. Kramer rebounds it down. The ball is just going to be pulled out of her hands by Nicole McDermott. She just picked her pocket. And back up for the Wilcombe Clark. You've got a third Big Seven player out there. There's a three-point shot. It's going to be up and good for Mershman. And she's quickly got five. It is suddenly a 6-1 lead for Clark. Of course, Olivia Raines played at Jeff West High School, another Big Seven league team. So three starters for Benedictine out of the Big Seven. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with the basketball, but trailing by 5. And as Nicholson works away to the baseline, very tight player defense results in a foul call. It's going to be the first foul of the game by Macy Kuchta. Team foul 2 by Clark. Shot clock at 14 as Benedictine will be putting it to play from their offensive baseline. Looking to bring it in. Looking. Kramer still needing some help. Can't go to the corner. Now Will brings it in. Baseline jump shot is up well short by Raines. Followed up by Kramer. She'll get it up and in. Ravens back on the board. Now trailing at 6-3. It's 7:11 to go in the opening quarter. Little seesaw movement into the center by Hazy. Comes off on top. Skip pass to the right side. Hazy backs in. Loses the ball. Off her foot. Down to the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds and come back to the Lady Ravens. And Benedictine will make its first substitution of the game. Roddinghouse is going to check out for BC. Coming into the game is going to be Nicole Stork. So Stork will check into the lineup. She is a 5'11" freshman from Adel, Iowa. Ravens up the floor, down 3. 3 minutes in. Topside Jacobs. Stork will have it at the high post. How about that zone defense? Little 2-3 zone for Clark now. Defying Benedictine to shoot from the outside. The turnaround shot in the lane by Jacobs. Again, unsuccessful. But again, she's been fouled. We'll come to the free throw line where she's 1 of 2 today. So for Clark, 3 team fouls in the first 3:10. And Benedictine will come to the line with their team's leading scorer right now. Jennifer Jacobs. Free throw? No. Jacobs struggling at the free throw line. In fact, Benedictine not shooting red high. 1 of 5 shooting the ball and 1 of 3 at the free throw line. A slow start. Can't do that against good teams. Next free throw fails also. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Clark. Maya Mershman comes down with the rebound, and Pride coming up the court with a basketball. They lead Benedictine 6-3. It's 6:40 to play in the first. Women's college basketball this afternoon with the guys' game coming up after this one at 2. The feed to the free throw line, dropping a shoulder, driving into the lane, being tripped and dropped to the floor, and BC is going to be called for a foul. The question is, which player who had sandwiched her commits the foul, and it's going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. So Jacobs, who is 0 for 1 shooting the ball and 1 for 4 at the free throw line, now has one foul. 6.5 to go in the first. Trouble getting the ball in play. Now they will to the block, kick it back over to the baseline right. Kutcher with it, feeds inside. A two-handed layup is up and missing, and another Benedictine foul in the lane. And here we go. The foul is going to be against BC. It's going to be against Jacobs and Jennifer Jacobs. Quickly, two fouls and quickly out of the game. On the near side, Coach Folsom saying, you got to stand there with the arms straight up in the air. You can't be moving and reaching in. So we may not see Jacobs anymore this half, and we're not halfway through the first quarter. The free throw here is up and good. Taylor Hayes will have her second point of the ball game. She's now 2 of 3 at the line, and Benedictine trails by 4. Extremely low scoring in the early going. Second free throw is also good. It is 8-3, Clark. Both free throws are good for Taylor, and BC up court with the basketball. Benedictine going to the bench. Nicholson, Kramer, Reigns, Rottinghouse, and Stork now. So far, Coach Folsom has only played 6 players. Right side, Nicholson tries to feed in the middle and throws it right into the hands of a defender. Benedictine with another unforced turnover. BC having a little difficulty with the defense of Clark here in the first part of the game. 5:55 to go, opening quarter, 8-3. Pride in the lane, two-handed shot goes up, won't go, rebound, going to be lost out of bounds, and they'll say it's off Benedictine. Clark will have it in down to the baseline. You can see how Clark carries himself out on the floor. They just look and act like a team who has the confidence, who expects to be successful, who expects to win these games. Now Benedictine will go to the bench, and you're going to get Josie Weiser in the game, the 5'11" senior from Jefferson County North High School. And now we're going to get a turnover by Clark, and BC is going to get it back in. 5:47 to go, opening quarter. Somehow Benedictine is still within 5, trailing at 8-3. In an extremely low-scoring business. Over to the baseline right for the Lady Ravens. Rottinghouse comes out on top. Lauren Dubert comes into the game for BC. Lauren had a huge game the other night. Lauren is a junior from Beloit, Kansas. Here's a 3 for Benedictine. Off the mark. Rebound. Josie goes in and tries to save it, but throws it into the hands of a Clark player. And back up with it will come the Pride. They'll attack all the way to the baseline, driving in. That's a beautiful move. You notice how going to the baseline, squaring up with it, turning it back to the defender to block him off, and Kuchta has to. Great Lady Ravens down 7. Take a timeout. We're going to enjoy it. Taking a break, Joseph at 5:08 to go. About the midpoint of the opening quarter. And is Clark 10, Benedictine 3.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
With you in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Lady Ravens utilizing a timeout here as we go inside 5 minutes of playing the opening quarter. BC trying to figure out what they're going to have to do against this powerhouse from Clark. 3-point shot. Josie Weiser's up very short. Rebound is going to be taken away by Rottinghouse, and Benedictine will continue to control the basketball. Skip pass over to the left side is going to be out in the hands of Dubert, stolen away by Clark. What Clark does is just play smart. They play aggressive. They play fast. Out of the race, down the floor. Cutting into the lane, bounce pass across the lane. It's going to be batted away, and Dubert's going to come back up with the basketball. She'll take it down the left side. looking in front of the student section. Little two-hand shovel pass back behind her to Kramer. Allie dumps it over to the right side. Weiser's going to launch another three. It will also miss. She is 0 for 2 shooting from the outside. 4 minutes and 20 seconds ago in the opening half. Opening quarter, ladies' game. Opening quarter. Clark still leads by 7 to 10-3. Skip pass over to the left. The feet across. Stolen away again by Dubert. So Lauren doing a nice job. And as she kicks it back to Allie Kramer, Allie travels with the basketball. For Benedictine, one free throw and 1 2-point shot. And the Lady Ravens are at an icy 1 of 8, shooting 12% from the floor. Compare that to Clark hitting 60%. Ravens are going to take Kramer out of the game. And back in for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson and Dubert out there with Weiser, Stork, and in the middle is Rottinghouse. Clark back into the forecourt, and as she drives to the baseline, they're going to say Hayes touches the baseline with her foot as she cuts across underneath the rim, and Benedictine is going to have it back in. So neither of these teams playing particularly well. That's going to be Clark's fifth turnover already in the game. So that's got him on a pace to 35 turnovers in a game at this rate. Unacceptable kind of a number. Here's a feed underneath from Weiser, and the layup is going to be up and good. 2 points there for Nicole Stork. Benedictine back to within 5 at 10-5. 3:29 to play here in the first. Back up floor with it, the Pride. He'll reach down the left side, and as the layup goes up, reaching over the top, Stork will pick up the personal foul. It's going to be her first foul of the afternoon. And coming to the free throw line for Clark is Nicole McDermott. Matter of fact, Nicole McDermott is the reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Week with a career-high 31 points as the Pride beat number 8 Central Methodist Wednesday, 101-74. 16 assists. She's had 3 double-doubles in the first 4 games. This free throw is up and good. So Nicole McDermott puts in the first free throw. Second one, got them both. And she will extend the lead now to 12-5. 3:20 and counting here in the opening quarter up in the Nolan Gymnasium. BC works it around the perimeter. Clark stays in that zone defense. I find it absolutely interesting and enjoyable to watch him play it that well. Now the pass in the middle, and Stork's going to have it slapped out of her hand. And again, you get the ball. Now, right now, Stork is playing at the 4 because you've got Kyla Misuraka in. She's going to play the 5 for Benedictine. But when you're down in the lane, you don't. That's not a great place to start dribbling the basketball. Those defenders reach in, slap it away. That's what happens there. And now on the inbound, Misuraka goes up from 6 feet, misses it. Rebound is going to be followed up point-blank range. Josie Weiser, she misses it. And the Ravens are going to come up with another offensive board. 3-point shot, Dubert misses it. Rebounding it down is going to be Josie, who commits a foul on the effort. So Josie Weiser picked up the foul, and Benedictine just deadly cold out there now. 2:49 to play in the opening quarter. Clark will be bringing it in from their backcourt. Bring it up, take it across the timeline on the pass. There's a collision, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Benedictine. The Stork steps up, thought she was going to be able to plant herself, but didn't. And Benedictine continues to get themselves in some foul trouble. That's going to be Stork's second foul of the game. So you've got Stork, you know, she's coming out with 2 fouls. You've already got Jennifer Jacobs out of the game with 2 personal fouls. And so for Benedictine, you're reaching deep into the bench with still just about 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And the first free throw is up and good for Taylor Norris, who has just come into the game. Clark's Taylor Norris is 5'5" out of Salem, Missouri, a transfer from Missouri Baptist. She'll hit both of those free throws. And Clark has been outstanding at the free throw line, leads Benedictine 14-5. So it's a 9-point Lady Raven deficit, 2.5 to go. Baseline, Dubert 3, up and no good. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Pride. Sweeping down the basketball is going to be Mershman. Myra does a nice job in the middle. She's not overly tall, only 5'11". Now a collision. Bodies, you can hear, I'm sure, in the background, hitting the floor. Shot misses, but an offensive rebound by Clark. They'll lob it out on top and continue to attack the basket. The feed over to the left side. Thinking about three instead. Driving into the middle. Left-handed shot hooked up and good. Ravens trail by double figures on a bucket by Izzy Peterson. 16-5. Benedictine down 11 with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens will swing it around to the left side. That's going to be Dubert into the corner. Nicholson back over to the right side. Squaring up. Riley puts it up and in. There's the first perimeter shot successful by Benedictine today off the hand of Riley Wade. It is 16-8. Now for Clark, you don't see threes. They don't take a lot of threes. Matter of fact, they've taken 2 3-point shots so far in this first quarter. Here's a feed to the baseline, and that's what they do. They feed the bigs underneath, like Taylor Hossie. She goes up with a shot, doesn't get it to fall because she got shoved, and she's going to come to the free throw line. So what you find from Clark is a lot of free throws. And if you're going to be good, you hit the free throws, and Clark has done that. They are 7 of 8 at the free throw line as Josie Weiser is pulled back out of the ball game and returning to the floor for Benedictine. You'll find Aaliyah Raines. Josie Weiser comes out 0-for-3 shooting with 1 rebound and 2 fouls. That foul, by the way, on Josie. So you've got 3 Lady Raven players with 2 fouls apiece already. And 1:24 to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw is up, and it will not go in. Rebound. Up court with it will come BC. Lady Raven's down the left side. Here's Raines with it. Looks into the middle. Dribbles it off on top. Gets it there to Wade. Back over to the right side. Nicholson launches 3. Hits 3. Kennedy Nicholson. It is 17-11. So BC back to within a half a dozen, trailing by 11 just a moment ago. Clark pass across, is batted away. Raines will dive for the ball, goes headlong, and it'll get out of bounds off Benedictine. Great hustle by the senior from Jeff West. 1 minute to play in the first. Clark will go to the bench and rotate Hallie Bolt in. How is that a Sheboygan, Wisconsin? Went to Sheboygan South High School. If you're familiar with the area, she's a junior, 5'8" tall. Right, coming up with the basketball, and they're going to turn it over. Excellent defense by Kennedy Nicholson, forcing the mishandling of the basketball. And with 50 seconds to go in the first, Lady Ravens trailing it only by a half dozen and a chance to trim that. They can cut that deficit in half on this trip up the court. Officials holding a play for a moment, and Riley Wade will bring it in. Lauren Dubert with a basketball comes around the right side. Last year at this time, Lauren Dubert was a Jet. 40 seconds to play. First quarter. The pass from Raines is going to be batted away. Into the backcourt it goes. And that was a nice foul by Miss Iraka. As you had somebody streaking down the floor. No way Kyra could catch her. No way certainly she could get in front of her. So she stopped her from getting the basketball. The officials are going to talk about whether it was an intentional foul. I'm sure it was not, and it was just an effort to try to retrieve the ball, but they're having a really long, the officials are heart-to-heart discussion about the intent. Who the hell you know what's in a person's mind? You know, how do you know what's her intent? How do you know what she's thinking at the time, huh? Now they're going to come over and review the video. Well, I suppose they will look at that and see if they can't try to interpret what has gone on here. I got to jump it for you. The Benedictine has gotten a lot of shots at the hoop, but have hit a small number of them. Benedictine right now is 4-15 shooting the basketball, 26%. Better than it was early in the game, but 26% still not the kind of numbers that are really going to get you a lot of wins. From the outside, they are 2 of 9, and at the free throw line, only 1 of 4. So Benedictine, all shooting percentages in the 20s. For Clark, absolutely the inverse. Clark does not take a lot of shots, but the shots they take are measured and high percentage good shots. They are 4 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 2 3-point shooting, and 8 out of 10 at the free throw line. Now, a couple of numbers here that should tell you a lot. Number one, the fact that Clark has already shot 10 free throws. Benedictine has shot 4. That tells you the Ravens are fouling, going to get in some foul trouble, going to give a lot of free points. Also, the fact that BC has taken 9 3-point shots. Clark has taken 2. That tells me the Kern believes that they can dominate in the middle and they don't have to and don't need to take the lower percentage perimeter shot. They believe they can get the ball in the middle, hit that better shot, and come up with that. So what do they call it? They're going to call it an intentional foul? Okay. So there you go. The intentional foul is called on Kyra Misuraca. Man, I really just felt like she had maybe just misjudged that reach for the basketball. And it was incidental contact. 36 seconds to play in this first quarter. The other nine players are going to go to the backcourt as Myra Mershman comes to the free throw line. Now Myra's got 5 points. She's hit a two. She's hit a three today. Has not had a free throw appearance, but here's what she hasn't done. She's not missed a shot today. She's 2 of 2 shooting the basketball. She's got 3 rebounds. This first free throw, yeah, you knew it would be good. It was. And now she's at 6 points. And again, Mershman has not missed a shot. Her second free throw. Little deep breath, little flip to the rim, falls right through the bottom. She'll hit them both. And pushes the Pride lead now to 19-11, 36 seconds of play in the first quarter. The ball coming in for the Pride at midcourt across the way, and Mershman, having hit those shots, is now going to do the inbound work. She'll get in into the backcourt to Peterson. Izzy will work to the left side, feeds top of the key, drives into the lane, eludes a defender, changes hands, goes up in front of Misuraca, but then couldn't finish the shot. Benedictine coming up off the offensive rebound. Shot clock off, 20 seconds left in the first. 3-point shot, up short for Nicholson. Rebounding back down is going to be Clark. Benedictine did not, that was no offense. That's not running an offense. That's going down the floor and putting a quick shot up. Back the other way, it's going to come. The pass comes off on top. Driving into the lane, spinning 360 counterclockwise and dropping it through the bottom of the net is going to be McDermott. Nicole has 4, and the opening quarter is ended. We'll be back here in the Nolan Gymnasium after 1 in the ladies' game. It's Pride 21, Lady Ravens 11.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas on a beautiful mid-November Saturday afternoon. Part of American Athletic Conference College basketball ladies game. About ready to go to the second quarter. And the national champions, the Pride, in town here this afternoon, leading double digits at the end of 1, 21-11. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, and I'll look at the opening quarter stats for Clark. Tell you what, if you can hit these numbers, you're going to win, okay? 55.6% from the floor on 5 of 9 shooting. Thank you. Hit half of your 3-point shots. It didn't take many. 1 of 2. All your shots coming from the middle, the high percentage shots. And at the free throw line, you got a lot of looks. You're 10 of 12, 83.3%. For Benedictine, 4 of 16 shooting the ball, hitting a quarter of their shots. Have already taken 10 3-point shots and have hit 2 of them. And 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Those belong to Jennifer Jacobs, as I recall. So for Benedictine, the shooting numbers are down. The Ravens have been out-rebounded by a 10-9 margin. BC's committed 8 personal fouls to Clark's 3 in the opening quarter, and so there you go. Beginning the second quarter for the Lady Ravens, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Riley Wade, Aaliyah Raines, and Kyra Misuraca. You got to remember, you're saying, this is not the group I expected. Well, you've already got 3 BC players with 2 fouls apiece, okay, in the opening quarter. So the personnel and the rotation of those players is probably going to be changed and adjusted a little bit. BC with the basketball to begin the second quarter. Peterson, McDermott, Hossie, Kupcha, and Bolt out on the floor. And for BC, a turnover on the first possession of the game. Clark will be putting it in deep in the backcourt, and the Lady Ravens are going to be applying some full court pressure, but really not a lot. It's kind of a token pressure on the upcourt play. They will begin in earnest as it comes across the timeline. Beautiful backdoor pass into the lane, falling away. Shot blocked by Miss Yaraka. And as the rebound comes down to Rain, she's going to be tied up in the middle by Bolt. Jump ball, possession to Clark. Half a minute into the second quarter. Now coming in for Benedict, and head coach Folsom is going to be Riley Rottinghouse back in. Clark will drive down the right side of the lane. Their underhand layup is up and no good. The rebound is going to be lost. Out of bounds at the baseline. Touched last by Taylor Hayes. 9:20 left in the half. Up court with it, Benedictin, and over to the right side is going to be Duberts. Transferring into the program in the offseason. Here's a jumper from the outside. It's up and no good. Not getting to fall. It's going to be Rottinghouse. She goes 0 for 3 shooting the ball. Now a 3 from the other end is up and perfect for Clark. And Izzy Peterson drains the 3. Her 5th points of the game, and Benedictin trading it now. 24-11. 13 points is the largest lead for Clark so far today. In the lane, the shot nicely done. Spinning and twisting and putting it in the lane of range. 24-13. Here's a runner on the other end. Rattles home, but two-pointer for Mershman. 26-13. BC back up floor with it. And Lady Ravens lead the all-time series between these teams. Little reverse layup for Reigns, doesn't go. That's kind of a signature shot of hers. And now as the ball comes up the court, it gets tied up in the backcourt. Jump ball, possession to Benedictine. Last time BC had Clark in this gym, it's been a while, back in January of 2022, and the Lady Ravens won that one. It was a good one, 66-64. But right now, BC trails by 13, 26-13. A couple of adjustments to the Lady Raven lineup. Jennifer Jacobs comes back in, puts up a quick shot but misses, and a rebound underneath to Clark. So Jacobs continues to struggle, continues to be scoreless from the floor. And now on the upcourt play, we're going to get a turnover, and BC's going to have it back in. So sending the Lady Raven find out, Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer with Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Rottinghouse. Jacobs brings it in. Kramer, who's talking with Coach Folsom, will bring it up the court. 7:50 to go. First half. Reigns will have it on the right side. The acceleration to the baseline. She kind of pushes off with the free hand, glides in, and puts it in. Nice job by Aaliyah Reigns. 26-15. Full court pressure by Benedict into the backcourt as they trap the basketball in. Quickly as that, Coach Hockey jumps to his feet, calls the timeout, and we're going to take it. We've got a timeout, Justin. 7.5 to go. First half of the ladies' game. Clark, 26, Benedict, and 15.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Let's talk about how many three-point shots Benedictine has taken already in the ballgame. They are now 2 of 10 from the outside, but kind of what you've kind of realized and remember and maybe be aware of, if you're not, is that Benedictine has kind of morphed into a team that shoots from the outside. Here's a off the inbound, a driving shot by Taylor Norris, up and good for 2. 28-15. For the third time this afternoon, Clark leads BC by 13 points, 28-15. Lady Ravens back down the court. Here's Kennedy. Gets it over. The shot. Rodinghouse. Good for two. 28-17. So back to my point a little bit. Over the first four games this year, BC has hit 44 three-point shots. Okay, that's a lot. Over the past 5 years, the most they've made is 26 at this point in the year, and that's way back in 2019. And last year, 22 hit three-point shots over the first four games. So this year, they're at 44. You could tell that this team believes that in order to score, they will have to shoot from the outside. And in order to score enough from the outside, they're going to have a good percentage. And so far today, it just hasn't happened for them. Kettlebone's going to be on the floor. A dive for it results in a tied-up basketball. And the jump ball position error goes to Clark. Pride is going to bring Nicole McDermott back into the game. 6:45 to go in the opening half. 28-17. Clark out front, and they're on the road here this afternoon. BC will stay with it. Player defense. Here's a shot. Top of the key. You've got to be wide to the left side. And rebounding it off the floor is Jennifer Jacobs. And up court, Kramer drives into the lane and has the ball swatted out of her hands by Nicole McDermott. It's going to get way out of bounds. For just a moment, okay, just for a second, Kramer saw daylight down that lane. She was just going to drive and attack the basket, but the defender realized what she was doing, very quickly reached in with free-handed, was able to slap that ball down. BC brings it in, 17-footer by Jennifer Jacobs is up, but she's on the board now. So Jennifer Jacobs gets her first point of the game with 6:12 to go, her first field goal of the game with 6:12 to go. Three-point shot, in and out, nope, rebound. Benedict and his players falling all over the floor in the backcourt. And did you call a trip? Okay, what had happened here, all right? Hayes had fallen on the ground. As she was on the ground, Rodinghouse was trying to get to the ball. They're saying that, and Rodinghouse suddenly's on the floor, and they're saying Hayes reached out with her leg, and it was like a football, a leg whip. She tripped her with her leg. Taylor Haynes will have her second foul tonight. And now the officials talk it over because that is a play that could be reviewed. It could be considered flagrant. Apparently, I'm not seeing that. That's got Coach Hocking really steamed as he has words with the official and storms down to the end of the bench. Benedict can put a good play at midcourt. Inside six to go in the half. Lady Ravens down 28-19. Shot from the outside, no good. Rebound Jacobs. Topside Kramer. BC will continue to control the basketball. They'll swing pass over to the right side. Brain starts right, drives left, loses the handle, picks it back up, twists and turns and shoots but won't get it. And on the rebound, players go to the hardwood. They're going to call a jump ball. And as Reigns goes to the floor with one of the Clark player is still prone. And they're going to go out and take a look at her. And again, Coach Hockey, not real happy with the let's call it the physicality of the play so far in this game, as he's got a player who's now down on the floor. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout as they attend to her with 5:38 to go. We're in the opening half at Atchison. It is Clark 28, Benedict 19.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As Taylor Haynes get to her feet. She comes off the floor. Seems to be perfectly well. And Benedictin puts it into the baseline. The quick shot is up by Jacobs. That was an air ball. She put it up off the left side. Hits on the square. Completely across the rim. Comes down the other side where Clark pulls it down. Jacobs having a slow start to this one here today. Clark will go into the lane. Push it back up on top. Lob over to the right side. Shot clock it does. And all the way to the baseline. No room. Back to the right it comes. The turnaround shot. Nope. Rebound tipped out, and BC will control it down. Ruttinghouse clears away to rebound, and Benedictine with 5 minutes to go in the opening half comes into the forecourt. Ruttinghouse on top, thought about three. Reigns will take it. Feeds in the middle for Jacobs. They'll pass deflected. Rebounding back down is going to be Clark. They'll bring it up the right side. Here comes Kucha. The feed outside. The three is up. No good. You got a Clark, another Clark player on the floor. They spent a lot of time on the floor. And I think that they believe that lying there a little longer maybe makes the official more inclined to call a foul. And now we're going to have a reach in by Clark. Three substitutions will come into the game. And Benedictine will have it in play at the 20-foot mark on the far side. As that foul is going to be the first of the contest by Taylor Norris. It'll be team foul two by Clark. Now, here's where the officials may be getting a little trouble as the game goes along. All the contact, right? A lot of banging around, a lot of people on the floor. Clark has only been called for two fouls in the second quarter, and Benedictine has been called for none. So not calling fouls, well, that just encourages these players to keep pushing the limit. Keep seeing what they can get away with. See how much contact is going to be allowed. Here's the Ravens around to the left side. The three-point shot up and good. And knocking it down, Lauren Dubert. It is now 28-22. And Benedictine is on a 7-0 run. Clark into the forecourt, 4:10 to go. First half. Here's a rainbow from the left side. It is no good. And the rebound tipped out. It'll go out of bounds. It is Lady Raven basketball. Benedictine trailing by 13 a short time ago is back to within a half dozen and has a chance to draw even closer. McDermott, Norris, Kucha, Mershman, Bolt. The five out there for the Pride. Kramer, Dubert, Weiser, Ruttinghouse, and now Stork is back in for Benedictine. And Ruttinghouse on the right side throws across to the baseline, but steps on the baseline with that move, and Benedictine is going to give it back to Clark. Now, Clark, more substitutions as these two coaches very freely bring players in and out of the game. 3:45 to go in the first half. Clark pushes it off on top. Izzy Peterson has come back in. Here's a turnaround shot from 12, up and missing. Rebound pulled down by Clark. It's going to be blocked, knocked away by Ruttinghouse. And did the official from the top call that foul? She did. So we're going to get the foul call. You can hear the Benedictine crowd. It's a really good BC crowd, by the way. There are some Clark fans here, but that is a big call as Ruttinghouse will pick up the foul. Is that three or two? Two. Free throw. Good. Clark continues to shoot the ball really, really well here today. They go back up by 7 at 29-22. Looking. Second free throw. Should get them both. So, a couple of free throws good by Mershman. And she is already in double figure scoring with 11. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens down 8. We've seen Clark shift back to the player defense. 3-point shot, Dubert. No. Long rebound. Clark, for some reason, launching into the air only. Just slapped the ball out of bounds. I'm not sure what the point in that was for Taylor Norris, but it'll be Benedictine ball coming and playing right in front of the Clark bench. A little over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Benedictine with the basketball. Top side, Allie Kramer. She starts left, changes hands, goes to the right hand dribble, comes down. They're going to call the offensive foul. That was a great flop, okay? Izzy Peterson did a great job of just falling backwards, threw herself on the floor. In the guy's game, that is a technical foul if you flop intentionally. But this time, it was a well-executed, or at least well enough executed, to have a foul called on Benedictine's Allie Kramer. Clark back up court with it, leading by 8, 3-point shot. Nope, rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. Allie races up the floor, full tilt. Spins into the lane, backs away and scores it. That was a big-time play by Allie Kramer. 30-24. Lady Ravens hanging tight. With 2.5 to go in the first half. Quickly, Clark goes down the right side. Izzy, Peterson, top side, Mershman. Mershman right side of the free throw line to McDermott. Swings it back over to the left side of the Norris. She'll go three, hit three. The net barely moves as Taylor Norris throws down the three-point shot. 33-24, 2:17 to go in the half. It seems like every time Clark needs a bucket to stem the Benedictine momentum, they come back and get it. Some clutch plays, some clutch shooting for the Pride so far here in the first half. Driving into the lane, there's no room for Dubert. Comes out on top to Josie. Now the 16-footer missing for Mr. Rocca. And a foul against Benedictine on the rebound. Is that going to be Stork? No, it's not. It's going to be on Josie. So Josie Weiser now has her third personal foul. Three fouls, no points, one rebound for Josie. And she's going to check back out of the game. Kramer's also going to come out. You get Kennedy Nicholson coming back on the floor, and also back out there is going to be Rain. 1:50 to go in the first half. The game felt like it kind of started off a little slowly, but then as we got later in the first quarter and then into the second, the tempo of the game has picked up a little bit, and now you're going to have Rain coming over the back of Izzy Peterson and picking up a foul, trying to slap the ball away. So Leah Rains will have her first foul, and Benedictine now team foul four will be shooting free throws for the last 1:44 of the first half. Mershman looks to bring it in from the 28 at the far side, dumps it into the right corner, baseline three, up, no good. Long rebound is going to be saved by Clark. They'll go to the left side of the lane, push it back off on top, Peterson, she'll back it away. Shot clock at 15-14, plenty of time with 1.5 to go in the opening half. Clark with the ball, looking to go back up, nine double figures, and now down to the baseline, a ball, and we get a whistle on the foul. And we're going to have another foul on the Pride, and that time, it's going to be on Hazzy, and that time Taylor fell to the floor as she reached around to hook Miss Urraca. She kind of misjudged it a little bit. She commits the foul, falls to the ground, and now she has her third foul tonight. And Taylor's going to come right out of the ballgame with those three fouls. 1:15 to play in the first. Tell you what, if you're a fan of like really smooth basketball, really pretty transitions and nice shots, and here's a layup underneath that is, in fact, a nice shot for Stork. Makes it 33-26. But if you're a fan of all of that kind of stuff, this game has not been what you like so far. Here's a 8-foot runner that missed. The Stork rebounds it down, and Benedictine's going to run the other way. Outlet up the court. Kennedy has it stripped out of her hands, and when she loses the handle on it, the official down the floor, she thought, I think she wasn't going to call that foul until she couldn't get the shot away. Then she decides, okay, I'm going to call a foul. And coming to the free throw line will be Kennedy Nicholson. That is the first foul on Nicole McDermott for Clark. Out of the ball game will come Stork. And back in for Benedictine, it's going to be Riley Wade. 52 seconds to go in the first half. 33-26. Now, with one of the mistakes Clark has made in the first half, they let Benedictine hang around. They jumped out to a lead, got up by 13 a couple of times. As a matter of fact, they were up 13 three times, and they were only going to the second quarter, but then didn't keep the pressure on, didn't extend it. Let Benedictine back into the game, and when you let a team stick around and stay close and come back into a game, you've got a team that can sneak up and beat you, and Benedictine is still in a good spot here. A couple of free throws that are good is 33-28. Clark with a basketball in the last minute of the first. Here's a running shot in the lane. That was nicely done by Peterson. Izzy, 7 points. 35-28. Back up the floor with it. Nicholson, right side, Miss Urraca. Long cross-court pass, Dubert. Long three, short. And a rebound, Miss Urraca gets undercut. Goes to the floor, but jumps up, and she's okay. Now, they will very emphatically say the foul is on the floor, but it doesn't make any difference. Whether the foul is on the floor, whether it's a shooting foul, that is foul number 5. So she's getting two free throws either way. So So the fact that the official emphatically says, oh, it's on the floor, is of zero consequence at this point in the game. That foul is going to be on Bolt, by the way, and Hallie Bolt has her first foul. Kyra Misuraca from Mustang, Oklahoma's free throw is very short. Rim's 15 feet away. That was about a 13.5-foot toss. Okay. And a 6'3". She's strong enough to get the ball that far. This one is up, and that was way better. Nicely done. 35-29, and once again, Benedictine is back to within a half a dozen. Shot clock's off. We're down to the last 20 seconds of the half. Park with the ball up top side. They've led by as many as 13. That lead has been more than cut in half now. Ravens down 6. About a 12-foot runner. Spins out. No good. Misuraca rebounds it down. Ravens got to hurry. Half court. Shot at the buzzer. Got a chance. It's off the backboard. No good. It's halftime in Atchison, and we'll be back to summarize it for you as the ladies' teams head for the locker room. The score in the Nolan Gym. Clark University 35, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 29.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Did you know Community Banking Week is April 24th through the 28th? Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this time. Community banks put local capital to work within the community, provide employment for local residents, and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. The Union State Bank team is proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of their 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 654946.
And back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where the Benedictine Lady Ravens got a little trouble early in the game. Matter of fact, in the opening moments of the second quarter, down by 13, not once, not twice, but 3 times. Right, go to the locker room, back within 6. To recap of the scoring for you for Clark, how about 9 points apiece for Izzy Peterson and Myra Mershman. 7 in the first half for Taylor Norris off the bench, 4 apiece. Nicole McDermott and Taylor Hayes, and Macy Kuchta with 2. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, leading the way, 5 points is the team high, and they belong to Kennedy Nicholson. Hot on her heels, you got Allie Kramer, Leah Raines, Nicole Stork, each with 4. 3 apiece for Lauren Dubert and Riley Wade and Jennifer Jacobs. Riley Rottinghouse in the first half with 2, and Kyra Misuraca with 1. The Benedictine shooting percentages have slowly crept upward as the half went on. BC is now up to 35.5% from the floor, 3 of 13 from outside, 23%, and now up to 4 of 8 at the free throw line. But Clark continues to shoot well, 10 of 26, 3 of 9 from outside, and 12 of 14. Tons of free throw appearances, and in fact, if you do the math, 8 points more for Clark at the free throw line, but they only lead by 6. The difference in the game has come with those fouls and those free throws. Tell you what, as the guys' teams are out of the court warming up, we got to remind you, Benedictine men's basketball coming up at 2 o'clock here on Care, so stick around for that with us as the second half of the doubleheaders coming up. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. Halftime at Atchison with the intermission score in the women's game. Clark 35, Benedictine 29. Back we go to the Care Radio Sports Studios and Joseph, because he's got you some halftime.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Good afternoon, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of Care Radio for joining us. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this afternoon. We've got Benedictine basketball continuing this afternoon with the men's game starting at 2 p.m. We'll be rejoining for the second half of this exciting game in just a little while. I did also want to mention that over on our sister stations, KNZA and KMZA, we've got K-State at Kansas with the kickoff set for 6 p.m. However, the pregame will start right around 4 p.m. over on our sister stations. On KTNC, we've got college football. It's Nebraska at Wisconsin. That kickoff is at 6:30 this evening over on our sister station. The K-State game tomorrow, we have not actually laid down exactly who we have. It's versus Georgia or Miami. That'll be college basketball, and I should have some more data on that in the morning. Coming up on Wednesday this week, we've got the Benedictine Ravens. Coming up on Tuesday of this week, we've got the Benedictine Ravens playing against Peru State is what I've got listed on the calendar right now. Women's game will be 5:30. The men should have about a 7:30 tip. Of course, on Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Radio Studios here in Atchison. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:20 in the evening and Thursday evenings. I'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh meals, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Taking a look at the schedule a little bit further, this Friday evening we will have at 5:15 or so a state preview of the title games that the area teams have made it into. To remind you, Nemaha Central and JCN have both made it to state championships this year. We will be carrying those football games across the MSC Radio Network stations, with Care Radio carrying the JCN game. We will be joining the in-broadcast at 5:15 this Friday for the scoreboard show preview of those games. And, of course, the state game will be on 1 o'clock on Saturday. Looking around at scores in the area, we've got Mount Mercy leading Peru State 33-23. And in this game, we've got Benedictine Lady Ravens sitting at 28 points with Clark sitting at 35. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 64 this afternoon under clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 37, high of 55, tomorrow scattered rain showers likely. Upper 40s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It currently feels like 63 out there. The mercury is reading 63 as well. In millimeters of mercury, we are actually declining. Our barometric pressure is falling at 30.04 inches of mercury currently. Relative humidity is 34%. The dew point, 34 degrees. Winds out of the south southwest at 7 miles per hour. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. We're getting set to go to the second half of today's ladies' game, the first half of our hoops doubleheader here at Benedictine College this afternoon in the women's contest. The Pride from Clark University, Dubuque, Iowa, lead Benedictine 35-21. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our man in the studio, producing and engineering, news guy, weather guy, sports guy. He could probably do the traffic, the sky chopper, you know, that's letting you know about any detours. Hey, what do we need? Joseph's the guy, and we appreciate him. Thank you. Tom comes with you here courtside as the two teams are warming up a little bit. Izzy's here giving me a hand. She's looking very sad that I didn't mention her name, so I had to do that. Is it better now? Okay, good. Both teams are huddled up now around the respective coaches. We're Benedictine. Ultimately, maybe not necessarily their kind of game, but a lot of banging around, a lot of pushing, shoving, you know, a lot of contact happening. But tell you what, there is. It's a game that has ultimately gotten them back into this thing. BC trailed. I mean, they trailed by 13 three times in the very early part of the second quarter, but did not throw in the towel, didn't give up, just kept sticking with it, kept working, kept battling, kept working back into the game. And, well, they go to the locker room and get ready to go to the second half, trailing at 35-29. Again, for Benedictine, leading the way in scoring, Kennedy Nicholson with five. So what that tells you is you got your leading scorer has five. You got a lot of players who put points on the board. What do you got? Six, seven, eight, nine players? Is that right? Nine players scored in the first half for Benedictine. No one with a lot, everyone with the contribution. For Clark, you've got nine apiece for Izzy Peterson and Maya Mershman. So they've got over half of the team scoring between the two of them. We go to the second half. Possession arrow. Pride, we're underway in the third quarter. So Clark University, the defending national champion, put the ball in play. Raiders are trying to trap it up on top. Skip pass is going to come over to the right side. Now they'll feed it above the block. Backing in. Two-hand hook shot is up, and it's good. And I'll tell you what, that's what you get from Taylor Hosney, the two-handed shot. I mean, it's a very sure shot. It is her first field goal of the game, if you can even imagine that. All of her other points so far today have come at the free throw line. Here's BC, right side, Reigns, shot deflected, gets thrown, rebound, follows up, missed it, and rebound coming back down to Clark. Kittle Hazy, the 6'1" senior from Freedom, Wisconsin, averages 16 a game. Nicole McDermott averages 20. You got four players for Clark, averaging double figures, 17 for Mershman and Kucha with 15.5. Ball's going to be slapped away and lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Clark. With 9:06 to play in the third quarter. Pride with the basketball now leading at 37-29. Skip pass in again to the right block. Turning, going up a travel. Yeah, good call. That was excellent defense in the middle by Benedictine. As the shot started to go up from the right side by Myra Mershman, she couldn't get the shot away. The defender was in front of her, came back down off of the jump. And, of course, the travel, and Benedictine's going to bring it the other way. Here's Jennifer Jacobs. Comes out on top. Long cross-court pass is telegraphed. It's jumped for the ball. A collision that puts Allie Kramer on the floor. And a foul by Nicole McDermott. McDermott will pick up her second foul of the afternoon. It'll be the first team foul of the second half by Clark. And Benedictine putting it in play from the far sideline. Ravens come out on top. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, Rottinghouse. The original starting five, also the ones who are going to be starting the second half. Now the pass in the middle line, Reigns is going to be thrown away. Outlet is going to come to Hosney. Her driving layup is way off the mark. She was running too fast, completely out of control. And now she's going to be the 10th player up the floor. BC down court with it. Three for Nicholson, very short. The long rebound. Kennedy's going to get her own board. Take it to the baseline. Feet over to the right to JJ. Comes out on top to Kramer. Back over to the left. Arranged for three. Misses again. Rebound is on the floor, and it'll be cleared away by Clark. McDermott comes down with a basketball, and here's Benedictine taking it the other way. The outlet pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. Great hustle down the field, down the floor by Allie Kramer. 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. First substitution of the second half for Benedictine is going to be made as Rottinghouse is going to be replaced by Nicole Stork. 2 minutes in to the second half. Benedictine has yet to score in the third quarter. He'll pass over to the right side of McDermott. She's going, but it's going to be stolen away by Kennedy. Nicholson, what a nice job. She just kind of reached in, picked her pocket, took it away on the dribble, and brings it back the other way. Top side is Reigns for the basketball. Comes it over to the right edge, way out on the wing, on that elbow, if you will. It goes to Allie Kramer, back around to the left of Reigns, underneath to Kramer. And as she takes the pass, gets pushed in the back, Peterson collects the foul. Now, I've got that as only the first foul of the evening, or afternoon, I guess. I know the sun's out. There's no windows in here, but I'm sure the sun is out. It was beautiful earlier. Inbound. It's going to be knocked away and slapped out of bounds. Coming back in again to Benedictine, their offensive baseline. Ravens with Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, Stork on the floor. Allie Kramer looking for some help to bring it in. Goes to the right side to Reigns. Back to Kramer. Into the lane. Falls away. Puts it up and in. 37-31, and again, Benedictine hanging around within a half dozen. The upcourt pass, set in front of us, stolen away by Jacobs. Jennifer bringing it up the court herself. Look at her dribble the ball. Goes over to the left. Nicholson, three. Wide left. Gets her own rebound. No, it's going to be taken away by Hayes, and Nicholson fouls her. So Kennedy Nicholson picks up the foul. Here's the thing. If we have a collision between Kennedy Nicholson, okay, and Taylor Hayes, there's no question who's gonna be standing and who's gonna be on the floor when those two collide. Now we're gonna have a foul on the inbound play. The official's walking over and she's talking to her fellow official down at the baseline who's holding the basketball for the inbound, and now we've got some confusion. I think there is confusion as to against whom that foul is going to be assessed. Now the other officials are going to come into play. Benedictine and Clark are both going to call their teams over to their respective benches. And did you see what happened out there? Do you know what was going on? No. Okay. Well, Joseph, they're going to go to the review, and we're going to take a quick break. Let them do it. Time out of the court, 7:23 to go in the third quarter. Pride 37, Benedictine 31.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Back over here in the Nolan Gymnasium. What the officials have done is taken a timeout and reviewed the video. There was some confusion as to against whom that foul ought to have been called. Here's a shot in the middle by Hayes. No good. Rebound. Cleared away by Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to bring it up the court. They've got numbers. Driving in is going to be Kramer. Puts the shot up. Draws the foul. Coming to the line. BC, that was a beautiful, aggressive drive into the lane by Allie Kramer. And BC will come to the line. 6:51 to play in the third quarter. We talked about this earlier. You let these teams stick around and stick around, and Benedictine has just very patiently kept battling and kept battling, and they're going to have themselves in a good spot as this game wears along, but it hit some free throws to help themselves, and that shot is no good. So Benedictine hitting less than half of its free throw opportunities today. This one is up, and it'll rattle around. It will fall in. So it's now 37-32. Benedictine within five. Kramer out of the ball game, and checking back in for BC is going to be Lauren Dubert, the 5'7" Beloit, Kansas native. She is averaging 11 a game. Dubert so far today, only 3 points. And we'll get a foul off the ball, down to the baseline. And Jennifer Jacobs really complaining because her and Haas are pushing and shoving. Jacobs is over there saying, she's like elbowing me and shoving me in the back. But the foul is going to be on Jacobs. It is her third foul of the game. She picked up two very, very early on. Now here's the inbound pass. Slapped that away by Dubert. Trying to bring it into Macy Kukta. Pride will put it back in again at their offensive baseline. 20 on the shot clock, 6:39 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter not moving very fast. A lot of stoppages at play, a lot of whistles. Here's a driving shot by Hayes. It's up, no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. And stomping on the floor in frustration, Nicole McDermott. And for McDermott, you understand some frustration. She has 4 points today, averages over 20 for Clark. So she is not having a great afternoon. Here's Hazy, turns and shoots and scoops and scores. Taylor Hazy with 8. She is so tall. She's got that long reach. Able just to reach around her defender. Now the shot goes up. Hazy blocks it from Jacobs. Ravens are going to save it up on top. We'll reset in the shot clock to 20. Back out will come to Dubert. Over to Nicholson. Kennedy goes 3, but wide to the left side. Kennedy struggling from the outside where she is now 1 of 5 shooting the ball today. Inside 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 39-32. Cross court pass over to the right side. Clark has it. Kukta will feed in. Hazy. She's taken so many steps when she gets the ball, and if they let her keep taking that third and fourth step, she's going to continue to line it up. She gets 2 more and now has 10 points today, beginning to really assert herself in the middle. 41-32, Clark. Here's a pass underneath. Head fake, shot up, whistle, foul, and it'll be interesting to see against whom the foul is called. The Ravens are hoping it's going to be on Hosney. She's got 3, but instead it's going to be on McDermott, and now she's got 3. We're going to see Clark bring Taylor Norris into the game. We've seen very little of her. I mean, she was in for a brief moment earlier today. Taylor Norris, a 5'5" junior guard out of Salem, Missouri. Free throw. It's up, and it is good. Benedictine needs to continue to take advantage of these free opportunities. They're now 5 of 10 at the free throw line today. This one rolls in. She'll get them both. And it's 41-34. So BC back to within 7. Remember, a moment ago, they were within 5. And we've got 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of time to play. And the way this game has gone, it may take a long time to play it. Again, lots of stoppages of play. A lot of fouls called. And here's another one. We're going to call a reach-in on Lauren Dubert, former Benedictine. It'll be her first personal foul today. And Lauren, after a big game down at Baker, has come in. And she's only 1 of 5 this afternoon. Much, much better shooter than that. Here's Clark with it out on top. They'll bring it in between the circles. Shot clock again is going to be reset to 20. 5:15 and winding to go in the third quarter. The voice you hear in the background is Coach Hawking for Clark as he's yelling instructions for Benedictine. Here's a 3-point shot straight away from the top. It's up. It's good. Taylor Norris is a double-figure scoring now with 10. 44-34. Lady Ravens down double fingers at 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Dubert with the basketball left side. Look again, you got the zone back in. Here's a 3. Weiser finally gets on the board. Ravens needed that shot, needed Josie to step up. 44-37. They'll skip pass over to the right side. Kuchta has it, goes into the corner. The Ravens are going to double up, a trapper down there. The ball's going to be batted away. It's going to be out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson and Dubert had absolutely pinned Maddie Kuchta in that deep corner. They're going to say it's off Benedictine. Putting it in play is going to be Mershman. Back and in, twisting, turning. Is there a foul or a travel? They're going to call a foul. And right now, Taylor Hosney's being allowed to do whatever she likes, whatever she wants to do in the middle. She'll turn clockwise, spin counterclockwise, and feels like takes plenty of steps, and she is going to be at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her third. And Hazy at the free throw line knocks it in. Taylor having another good afternoon. Taylor has pretty much always good afternoons. She's just so strong in the middle. Averages right at 17 points a game. Second free throw, perfect as well. And so she averages 17, and where she at now? 4, 10, 12 now today. So well on her way to achieving that. And Benedictine up court again. Trying to get the ball game by 11. 46-37, three-point shot left side. Jonesy back-to-back three. And Benedictine looking to come back in this one. It's 46-40. The shot from the middle is up and no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Stork coming up with the basketball into the forecourt. Dubert, she'll lay it off back. Here's a three. Kramer got it. Back-to-back-to-back. Three-point shot for Benedictine. That's enough for Coach Hawking. The fans in the Nolan coming to their feet, and Clark takes a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down to 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine right back in this thing. Clark, 46. Lady Ravens, 43.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Jason.
Oh, yeah, a little Billy Idol going on in the background. Tend to run like this. The crowd feeling good. The Benedictine Lady Ravens fans absolutely enthused and into the ball game as Benedictine with back-to-back-to-back three-point shots have gotten into this thing and are now within three at 46-43. But there's still a long way to go. 3 minutes and 45 seconds of play in the third quarter here at the Nolan Gym. And on top of that, that wasn't enough. Don't forget, there is men's college basketball coming up next. Now, originally the plan was for them to start at 2 o'clock. It's already 1:23. That's not going to happen. They're not going to start at 2. But it won't be too late. Joseph, I mean, you're only going to be on, like, double time and a half. So, that's not too bad. Coming out of the timeout, here comes Clark down the floor. Running shot is up, and Ozzie gets fouled. The foul is going to be against Benedictine's Kyra Misuraca. Kyra picking up her second foul. I think he just came into the game like seconds ago and picks up that foul. And again, Hosney's back up there. She's been so good at the free throw line, and that one goes up and in. That was nothing pretty about her free throw shooting style. She just goes up there and kind of launches it. The ball gets about 12 and a half feet in the air and pretty flat trajectory, but it goes in. Matter of fact, both of them went in. 48-43. Clark plays physical basketball, and what they do by doing that is they also they pull their opponent into playing a more physical game. And that suits Clark well. Here's a spinning shot from in the middle. It's no good, but the offensive rebound cleared out by Josie Weiser. Nice aggressive move. Josie getting into the middle, taking up that ball. Now dribbling it out on top, dumps it over to the right side to Lauren. Dubert with a right-hand dribble back to Wade, crosses over between the feet. Plays off the screen by Miss Chiraca. Drives in. Goes from 12 shots way too short. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds off Hazy. It'll be Benedictine basketball, but only 4 seconds on the shot clock. 3:04 to go in the third quarter. The ball's going to be put in play down to the baseline. Ali Kramer looking to do the inbound work. Looks in. Comes over to the right side to Stork. Stork brings it back. Falling away. Three is up. Won't drop. Rebound is on the floor. Taken away by Weiser and is stolen from her hand. Here comes Clark. Outlet right side. Driving in. Stutter step. Shot up off the middle. Good. A big time play by Taylor Norris. She's got a dozen. 50-43. As quickly as that, Raymond's don't come up with a shot on their end. And Clark comes back with back-to-back scores, pushing their lead again to 7. 50-43 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Misuraca has it up at the high post, swings it over to the left side to Dubert. Lauren, little right-hand dribble, kicks it back over to the right side to Kramer. Kramer starts right, drives left, cuts back again to the right, spins, backs in, gets picked up on the double team. Hazi comes out to try to screen her up. Here's a three from the left side. That's an air ball. Not even close. And caught on the fly on the other end by Mershman. Clark bringing it up the floor. Lady Ravens are very frustrated with that possession. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Look away, skip past Hazi. Back over to the right is going to come. Kuchta has it. Skips it down low. It's batted away, stolen by Misty Rocca. Here comes Benedictson. Down the right side goes Kramer. Over to Weiser. Lots of push and shiver. Kramer's furious and she gets a tee. Kramer turns and goes to the one official around whom most of the controversy today has fallen. And she has something to say because she's been poked and prodded and pushed and shoved until she got to the breaking point. Sent something to the official who rings her up immediately. So a technical foul. Kramer. We'll see who Clark is going to send to the free throw line. You got Coach Hawking. He was clear down there having himself a refreshing cup of H2O. And he comes up and he says, yeah, I want, her. Let's put Myra Mershman at the free throw line. If I'm getting a pick, I'm going to get Myra up there. Myra's an 83.3% free throw shooter. So that's pretty good. 83-3. The first one is in. Myra today is now 5 of 5 with 10 points. 5 of 5 at the free throw line. And this one is short. So she's 5 of 6, which is still pretty good. 51-43. And now on top of it, which always compounds the miseries, after the technical free throws, you lose the possession and your opponent, in this case Clark, is going to have the ball back in play. So they get a point, get the ball back, leading at 51-43 with a minute 47 to go in the third quarter. Baseball pass all the way across the court. Driving into the lane, easy layup is going to be up and good for Nicole McDermott. McDermott with a half dozen. 53-43. And as quickly as that, the Lady Ravens. Remember they were down 3 a moment ago? Well, 7 unanswered points by Clark pushes it right back up to a double-figure Pride lead. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. All the way to the baseline, little crossover layup, and Taylor Hazi with a block puts Benedictson on the floor. And on the other end, the shot is up and missing, and a rebound, Dubert. Lauren kicks it over to the left side, Kramer. Kramer twists right, goes left, goes into the lane, misses the shot. Rebound, Misty Rocca. And Benedictson beginning to play the same kind of play that Clark does. Lots of contact, lots of steps. That's got Coach Hawking all the way out to the free throw line. He is not happy as the Ravens are beginning to kind of give back what they have gotten. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Benedictson at a minute 1 to go in the third quarter. Pride 53, Lady Ravens 45.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Angela, Kansas. We got a minute 1 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game, ladies' game, 53-45. Defending national champion, Clark Pride in front. BC taking the timeout. Clark will come up the court with it. Little lob pass over to the left side. And they will set the offense. Peterson comes out on top for Clark. Kicks it over to the left to Hazi. The feet underneath to the right block. The easy layup is going to be missed. An offensive rebound comes down. Again, lots of pushing and shoving. No fouls called. A set shot for 3 online and perfect for Taylor Norris. Taylor had 7 at halftime. She's got 8 in the third quarter. 15 already for Norris. And we've still got a half a minute to go in the third. Clock, shot clock, game clock, 3 seconds apart. 56-45. Lady Ravens down 11. Seemed like a moment ago they cut that thing to 3. Here's Kennedy Nicholson, 3. That is an air ball. It is not only short, but wide to the left side. Goes out of bounds on the fly. And Clark will have the final shot of the third quarter with 12 seconds left. And Lee Benedictine by 11. Drive back up the floor. Accelerate into the floor court. Dish over to the right side. How's the outside of the block? Out on top, Peterson goes three, way short. Rebound, Miss Jiraka, and that will end the third quarter. We got a timeout of the fourth. Three quarters in the book here in the ladies' game. Clark 56, Benedictine 45.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Head back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium as we go to the fourth quarter of this afternoon's women's game. The Pride have pushed back in front, 56-45. Going to have it back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts pulling up here. And gosh, the Lady Ravens, thank you. The Lady Ravens made a valiant effort, and they came back. They were down here in double digits, 13. Pushed it back, cut it to three, and then Clark just explodes late in the third quarter. Throw back up by 11. Clark is led in scoring by Taylor Norris, 15. Taylor Hosey, 14, and already 10 for Myra Mershman. Laura Benedictine, tell you what, you're gonna want that about maybe, another leg of that for Benedictine. Allie Kramer leads the way in scoring, and she's got 10.
Talk about the Lady Ravens. Wow. Talk about the Lady Ravens. They're at the end of that third quarter, right? Those three possessions where they were able to go down the floor and hit back-to-back-to-back threes really helped to cut into that lead.
For BC, now your work's kind of cut out for you a little bit here. You're going to have to come up with that come-from-behind recipe. Here's a shot from the left side, Jacobs. It's way short. The defense is a little too good. She did not reach up high enough and round it enough to get a good angle on the shot. The geometry wasn't there, and Clark comes up with a missed shot. Taylor Hayes with it out on top. Back over to the left side. It comes driving into the lane, pulling up. Lots of contact. Offensive foul called. Good job by Range to stand in. She absorbs the contact. Never any joy in that, but it feels a little bit better when you draw the foul, and that is only the second of the day by Maya Mershman. Benedictine back up court with it. 9:20 to go in the game.
There you
go. I don't know. Is it? I don't even know where it's at. Oh, it's here. 9:20 to go in the game. Here's a shot from underneath, and they're going to call a foul on the floor.
There were about three ways it could have gone, right? Easily could have called a travel. You could have called a shooting foul. Instead, the official is going to say that there was contact, but the foul occurred on the floor, so no shot. Lady Ravens are going to get in under their own bucket with a shot clock reset to 20.
So, Benedictine coming in at their offensive baseline. Kramer's going to do the inbound. Looking in, needs some help. He's going to skip it in to Jacobs. Back out on top, it'll come to Kramer. Again, we've seen the shift in defenses by the Pride. They've gone back and forth using several kinds of defense. Here's Range, drives across, a little reverse layup, too soft, and rebounding it back down is going to be Clark. That's what Clark does, okay? They play hard, they play physical. They play kind of foot basketball. It's like half football, half basketball, because when they go in, you see that? Three or four or five steps, drop a shoulder, lean in, throw a forearm, put up a shot, get two. Taylor Haynes is at 16. And it depends on how the game's being called and officiated. Today, they pretty much let everything go. Haven't called a ton. 58-45, Lady Ravens down 13. Runner in the lane is up. Reigns no. Followed up Jacobs, yes. And Jacobs ends up on the floor. And the Clark player looks around and is like in just total amazement that there was a foul called.
Yeah, that was a really late whistle. I think, and that's what I agree it was a foul. It was a very late whistle, so I think that's why the Clark player looked confused as to they were going to call that a continuation of the shot. So a foul on Clark will bring the Lady Ravens to the free throw line, and it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs.
Yeah, that's going to be four, by the way, on Taylor Hayes, and I expect her to come out of the game. Did she? I'm sure she's is she still out there, 12?
Yeah, right there at the high post.
Yep. Yeah. So now it's 48-47, and again, Benedictine failing with the free throw. They have not shot particularly well. Here's Hayes. See all the steps that you get in the middle? You spin around three times, turn to the right, turn to the left, puts a shot up. And now Raven is going to be tripped to the floor back at midcourt as the officials are all down in the forecourt. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound going to be cleared down by Clark. Full contact basketball here coming along with 7 minutes to play in the game. 58-47. Fried in front. Feet goes to the free throw line. Hayes will go in. Again, lots of contact. Bodies on the floor. We get a foul call this time, and it's going to be on Benedictine. The whistle on Rodinghouse. It'll be her fourth foul of the game. And so now you're going to start seeing the fouls begin to add up a little bit in the game.
And you talk about Rodinghouse with her fourth foul. She's doing one a quarter, right? One in the first, second, third, now the fourth quarter to go along with her 2 points this afternoon.
Benedictine will take Rodinghouse down to the game, bring Kyra Misuraca back in to play that five. 7:42 to go. Long, hard look at it for Hayes. It's on its way. It's up and good. And another thing that Clark has done really well that helps them win a lot of games, they shoot free throws so well. Now they are 18 of 21, 19 of 22. Okay. When you're shooting right at 90% at the free throw line and get that many, that's just huge. It's hard to overcome. Benedictine again trailing by 13. 7.5 to go. The pass goes in the middle of Jacobs. Saves it out on top. 3-point shot. Nicholson can't get it to fall, and Benedictine shooting woes continue. Kennedy Nicholson is now 1 of 7 today. All of them have been 3-point shots.
When you talk about head coach Adam Hocking in his first season, he was an assistant last year under Courtney Boyd. That was a long three. Oh, yeah. Dropped it through. That's going to be another big three right there for Mershman. And the Lady Ravens will take a timeout. We'll kind of finish this thought on the other side.
Yeah, we'll do it. Taking a break here is Benedictine in a jam. With 7:06 to go in the ball game, Clark 63, Benedictine 47.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Much of the Clark players that don't get in the game much are over here, and they're kind of dancing around and jumping around. They're kind of having a party because you know what? They know they're never going to play because Coach Hocking knows that he's come down to Benedictine. He just kind of struggled. Lady Ravens coming into the game today at 2-3. We've got to make a little bit of a statement win here today, okay? I mean, yeah, he's 1-0 in the conference, but it's really, 2-0 in the conference, but it's really early on. Needs a statement win. Doesn't need a close game. So he's going to want to make this a substantial win today.
Yeah,
and he's on the way up 16.
What's he doing? Playing 7 players too, right?
Yeah.
So, real quick, back to Coach Hocking. He was an assistant with his team last year. This is his first year of actual coaching. Courtney Boyd, the head coach, wins the national title last year, moves up. She's now the head coach at Quincy. And so, Hocking has stepped in, and it looks like, he's picking up where Coach Boyd left off.
Here's a quick layup by Jacobs for Benedictine. Lady Ravens are back to within 14. Quincy's probably a pretty good job. And we're going to have some contact and another foul on Alea Raines. Ball's going to come in down at the baseline on the, we're going to call the south end of the gymnasium in front of the student area.
Quincy D2.
Yeah. Here's a driving shot blocked by Miss Hiraka.
Kyra doing a great job of playing defense right there, sliding down the lane, getting a hand on that ball late and be able to knock it out of bounds. It'll come back to Clark under their own bucket with 15 on the shot clock.
Now, Taylor Hayes, is, she's going to remember that. She'll be back and see if she can't follow that back in. Here's a long three from the top. It's very short. Rebound is going to be pulled down off the floor by Kramer and Benedictine. Into the forecourt, over to the left side. Dubert shot, slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Mershman. 6:20 to play here this afternoon in the ladies' game. 63-49 Clark. Nice crowd on hand today. Not a ton of students, a lot of people from the community and from the extended Raven family. Here's Reigns, bumped and shoved, gets it back off on top. Dubert to Kramer to Reigns. Now the feet to the right side of the free throw line. The lob underneath. Beautiful pass. Give an assist to Miss Uraka and a bucket to Jacobs. And it's 60-51. BC props. They're battling tough. And now Reigns reaches in for a steal and makes a little contact maybe with the jaw of Myra Mershman, picking up a foul. Aaliyah Reigns, personal foul number 3 with inside 6 minutes to play. Clark brings it up the floor. Ravens are going to trap across midcourt, but Izzy Peterson, pretty good ball handler. She has no difficulty in eluding the double team. Now, there's a travel, no whistle, the feed in the middle, the underhand shot, no good. Rebound, Miss Uraka. How do you slip and fall to the floor holding the basketball and not travel? Here's a feed in the middle, and Kramer is going to lose the handle on it. Baseball pass to the other end. What a shot! And they miss it. Wow. Back up with it will come Benedictine. Looked like Montana to Rice down there as that thing was launched to the other end of the court. It was the right idea, okay? They just didn't finish it. 5 minutes to play in the game. Three-point shot, Dubert. Nope. Rebound, Miss Uraka. Follows up. Nope. No foul on Hayes. That's got Coach Folsom on his feet. It's a little late for that now with 5 minutes to go and you're down a dozen.
Here's the deal, though. You're also playing the defending national champion, right? They're just going to get a few more calls, right?
Yeah.
And again, and they've earned it.
You got a 5 in there with 4 fouls, and she's playing like that. She is totally does not care. Here's a 17-footer missing, and a rebound, Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine.
So here's the problem, though. Right now, the Lady Ravens trying to fight back into this thing and haven't scored in the last 227. They're 0 for the last 4 shots, and they just keep turning the ball over right there, another one.
Yep, here's Jacobs with a pass in the middle. It's just an errant pass. It's way too tall. If it's out of the reach of Kyra Miss Uraka, you know you didn't throw it very close.
13 turnovers this afternoon for the Lady Ravens.
4:10 left. And now driving in, here's a shot up and good by Mershman. She's at 15. It's 65-51. And Benedictine down 14 with less than 4 minutes to go. Skip pass comes over to the right side. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be a lot of teams lose to Clark this year, okay? Because they're pretty good. They've got their own kind of style. And they've been successful with it. Nice turnaround shot by Miss Uraka for 2. 65-53. 3.5 to go. Down the right side with it is going to be Kuchta. Ravens are going to double up down low to Hayes. Comes off on top. They'll swing it to the left side. You got Mershman looking in the middle. Now backing it away as the shot clock goes to single digits. Peterson to Hayes to Peterson. Shot clock at 3, at 2, at 1. The shot at the buzzer short. Rebound Kramer. But that was a good job by Clark. You ran that thing all the way down to the horn, getting that shot away, taking time away. As we're inside 3 minutes left. Reigns on top. Benedictine back on offense. Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, Miss Uraka, the BC 5. Pass batted away down to the baseline. Okay, guys. If Clark has an Achilles heel, I'm not saying they do. They might. And if they do, one of it is, you touched on it a minute ago, the fact that they have no depth. Okay? Here are your people out of the court. All the starters are out there. They played 31, 33, 33, 28, and 35 minutes. And this game is 37 minutes old. Here's a three from Kennedy Nicholson. So if you get in foul trouble, if you go to a long game, that would be a real problem for Clark. And if you're an opponent, that's the kind of game that you got to try to get him into. Here's a baseline jump shot for two. It is up and good by Nicole McDermott. She's at eight.
Yeah, and you look how their Coach Hawkins not exactly happy with that shot because it didn't fit into what he wanted his offense to do. Run maybe a little more time and not get sucked into it trying to speed this game up.
Benedictine from 16, airborne, in and out, no. Rebound pulled down by Hayes. And there's the thing, Hayes has been out there forever with four fouls. Okay. McDermott has been out there forever with four fouls. And they've been able to manage that. Here's a running shot on the right side. You see that extra little skippy part, little extra skippy step? Old guys like me call it a travel. Myra Mershman says that's my 17th point. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. Down to a minute 50 to go in the ball game. Clark, 69, Benedictine 56.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Guys, game coming up here on Kent Radio in, well, let's speculate. It's 1:47 now, probably about 15 after. You know,
yeah, that's kind of fair.
Probably pretty close to that. So do not go away. Men's college basketball coming up shortly here on Kent Radio. The Benedictine guys will be hosting Clark in the second half of our Hoops doubleheader.
Look at this. Clark up 13 with just under 2 minutes to play, going to a 2-2-1 full court press.
Josie kicks it back out on top. Okay, you talk about that. So I'm on the way home last night, minding my own business, driving up 69 Highway, and I'm listening to 850, okay, KOA Denver, and I'm picking up the Colorado and who was it, Washington game?
Washington State.
Washington,
yeah.
State. Here's a nice driving layup by BC. It's up and good, 69-58. And it, first of all, it was out of hand before halftime. It was just a runaway freight train. Washington State just beating up on Colorado. But the Colorado broadcasters were talking about Washington State in the last quarter in a 50-plus point game. You still had Washington State, you know, throwing the football. Here's a three from the left side. Oh, pretty shot! Nicole Stork, how about that? So Washington State was still doing that, and the other announcer goes, you know what, yeah, but we're still blitzing, so I suppose they figure if you're going to blitz, we're going to pass. Here's a jumper right side, good for two more for Macy Kuchta. 71-61, Ravens down 10, 45 to go in the game. Three on the other, and these two teams are just lighting her up now. They're just getting on the other end and tossing them skyward. Peterson into the forecourt. Izzy swings it over to the right side. McDermott back out. Izzy. Coach Hawking, what do you want his team to do? Does he want them to slow down? They're not playing like a slowdown team.
He's wanting them to slow it down. See, he wasn't happy that last possession when they put up the baseline jumper that it fell.
And they drive in, dish it back, and there's going to be the foul with five. You don't foul with five on a shot clock.
Yeah. That time, you just had a player get out of position, Jennifer Jacobs, and she tried to slide over at the last second, and it's going to be guilty of her fourth.
17 seconds to go. So, yeah, needless to say, it was a rough game to listen to. But if you're driving at midnight, you know, you take what you can get. Here's a baseline jump shot. Won't go. Rebound, Benedictine, shot clock's off. Ravens are going to lob it over to the left side. Nicholson. Thought about the shot, pulls it back down, kicks it out on top. Here's Dubert for three, off the window, and it's off the mark. Rebounding it down is Josie. She'll get it to Jacob. She'll go with the buzzer, not even close. Game over. Final score this afternoon. Clark, 71. Benedictine, 61. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Sports Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage begins right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. You know the game's over when Grandpa Jack starts heading for the parking lot. And for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, because the game wasn't over until late on. As BC continued, even though they trailed, they continued to battle back, cut this thing down to 3 in the third quarter, but defending national champions Clark were just too much as the Pride win it today, 71-61. You look at Clark, and I would think that a technical coach would think of a way to be able to overcome a team that has essentially 6 players who play, and their leading scorers are 18-17-17, and then 9-6-4. I mean, you got 3 players basically to score, maybe 4 if you want to count the player with 9. So you got very few players to score. You've got no bench whatsoever. You play no bench whatsoever. You get players in trouble with 4 fouls. You had a couple at the end of the game with 4, but yet they never foul out. There's got to be a way to lure this team in.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a way because, again, kind of speed them up, but I think their coach does a really good job, especially for a first season head coach, of slowing them down, make sure they play the game that he would like them to play. The other thing you got to do is, I get it, the Lady Ravens have 10 players that scored. They only got one of those into double figures, and that was Alec Kramer just barely getting double figures with 10. So again, you're going to have to get some people to score for you, and yeah, you're going to have to force them into foul trouble. And when you get those players in foul trouble, go after them, right? Force them to commit foul number 4. Commit foul number 5. So, again, you've got to be a little more aggressive at times. And when it was all said and done, Lady Ravens just came up a little short against a really good Clark team.
Yeah, and for BC, it's a very different style. They don't have those couple 3 players that are going to light it up every time out. So, for BC, you have 10 players who score in the game. And as you mentioned, only one at double figures, and that was barely with 10 points, leading score.
Yeah. So how about we take a quick look at the scoring for both of these teams. First of all, for Clark, they were paced by Taylor Hazy with her 18 points. Taylor Norris added 17. Myra Mershman added 17. It was 9 for Izzy Peterson, 6 for Taylor McDermott, and Macy Kucha with 4. So, talking about 7 players play, only 6 of them score. But when you get 3 of them that high into double figures, you can probably weather that storm a little bit. For the Lady Ravens, thank you, Josh. for the Lady Ravens. 10 players scored. Only one of those in double figures. We've hit on it just a moment ago. It was Allie Kramer with her 10 points tonight, leading the Lady Ravens in scoring. She was 4 of 8 from the field and also pulled down 5 boards tonight. Scoring then dropped down to 9 for Jennifer Jacobs, 8 for Kennedy Nicholson. It was a 9-point game for Nicole Stork. 6 for Josie Weiser. Kyra Mizoraka added 5. It was 5 for Lauren Dubert, 4 for Aaliyah Raines, 3 for Riley Wade, 2 for Riley Roddingham.
One last thought about this Lady Raven game. Even though you lose by 10 points in this game, Gus, BC loses by 10, but we're outscored at the free throw line by 12. They gave up so many free throws, and Clark, 19 of 22 at the free throw line. That one stat alone is going to win you a lot of games.
Well, we kind of talked about it earlier about free throws always become a big deal, right? For Clark, they hit 19 of 22. That's 86%. For the Lady Ravens, they didn't get nearly the amount of opportunities as only 13, but probably didn't hit a high enough percentage of them, right? If you're only going to shoot 13, you better hit 10, 11 of those. Instead, the Lady Ravens only hit 7 of them for 53% here tonight. Turnovers, 13 for the Lady Ravens. Now, they did force Clark into 16 turnovers, but again, Clark able to come away with a win here today.
And I'm concerned that Benedictine, and they have done this all season long. I've talked about those, a stat that we had coming into the game with BC shooting way, way, way more threes this year than they have in the last 5 years. They shot 31 threes in this game. In fact, almost half of those shots, 68 shots in the game, 31 of them three-point shots today. So, Ravens apparently worried about their inside presence.
That works if you've got a Jesse Vercondi, you know, type of shooter out top. So, again, when you have that one player that just can really light it up, I mean, even if you get into, you know, some of the more recent shooters like a Justice Payne or somebody like that. But the problem is, this Lady Ravens team is a little more balanced than that. And so, again, a little surprising to see as many threes as we did here this afternoon.
With that, Benedictine moves down to 2-4 in the season, 1-1 in the conference. Clark, perfect at 5-0 and 3-0. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Guys, game coming up next here on K-Radio. But in the meantime, we're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.